Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And as always, it is a great word. This morning, we will be completing my book that I love, Joshua. You know, that dividing of inheritance. You know, as I said when we first started this book, Joshua, in 10 words, Israelites capture and settle the promised land of Canaan. And that is what happened. You know, just an overview. With Moses and an entire generation of disobedient Israelites dead, God tells Joshua to lead the people into Canaan, their promised land in Jericho, the first major obstacle. The prostitute Rahab helps Israelite spies and earns protection from the destruction of the city. God knocks its walls flat as Joshua's army marches outside, blowing trumpets and shouting. Joshua leads a successful military campaign to clear idol-worshiping people, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Havites, and the Jebusites from the land. At one point, God answers Joshua's prayer to make the sun stand still, allowing more time to complete a battle. And we read that in chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Major cities subdued. Joshua divides the land among the 12 tribes of Israel, reminding the people to stay true to God who led them home. Now, therefore, put away the strange gods which are among you and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And that is Joshua sums up, and we're going to read starting today, Joshua chapter 23, and I'm just sitting here in awe of how far we have gotten. We have just moved right along in this word today. I can't believe today is the 16th of April. And I want to do the hands up. I got my taxes done. Thank you, Jesus. You know, one of the procrastinators, asking God to remove that procrastination spirit from me, that I can do everything I'm supposed to do a little bit earlier. But understand, when you have to pay, you want to hold on to your little money as long as you can. And so I'm grateful to God. Gonna say it out loud. I'm blessed. Blessed to be blessed and blessed to be a child of God. Father God in heaven, as we get ready to move forward in your word, I can only say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for putting a pep in my step. Thank you, Lord, for assisting me in my taxes. Thank you, Lord, in giving me grace. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful and majestic and mighty, loving son who adopted me into the family by taking the cross, all my sins with him. Father God, I'm grateful he got up, hallelujah, and that he sits on the right hand of you, helping and interceding every day for those of us who are not perfect, but we are trying to transition to the right altitude with a better attitude. Father God, I ask your blessings over this show today and ask you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease. And Father, let the words that come from my mouth and from my heart reach you, O God, and that they be acceptable to you, O God, and that you, O God, speak through me what you want this audience to hear. And please, Father, cover our nations as turmoil happens all over this world. Lord God, I pray special prayers for those that are in China being mistreated, those that are in India, and those that are in the Middle East, those that are in Africa, those that are in places that are being attacked and women are being hurt. Father God, I pray for the women of the world who carry the burden of the baby. But Lord, we know that they are not a burden. And yes, there is pain, but from that pain comes much joy. Because you, Lord God, are our strength and our redeemer. And you love us even in our travail. You love us and you care about us. Lord, I pray for babies today that they will be born healthy, that they will be born into love and to families that want them and love them. Father God, I pray for the young woman today who is confused on whether to have or not to have a child. Lord, remind her in her spirit that you knitted that baby in her womb. And that is important. And Lord, help us not to be sanctimonious Christians with a whole lot of mouth and a do-nothing spirit. Father, let us put our works behind our mouth. Help us to do better, be better, and live better. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength, and I refuse to allow the enemy to try to take my voice, because I can feel him trying to stop the prayer. The devil is a lie, and there is no truth in him. We are going forth, and we're going forth in the word. And today our word is coming out of the last chapter in the book of Joshua. And, you know, I usually, when I've done this, you know, my title has been, you know, of course, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But today God gave me, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. It's a choice who you will serve. Will you serve God or will you serve mammon? Will you trust in the Lord? Or will you trust in everything but? Choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Whom will you serve? Will you serve the little G's of the world? There's a whole lot of them. The little G of money. The little G of stuff. The little G of this political party and that political party. The little G of this race versus that race. This ethnicity versus that ethnicity. All these things. Little G's, will you serve the wiles of the enemy? How will you serve our Father God, who art in heaven? Hallowed be his name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We got to hollow our Father God, and he is definitely not a little G. So let's get in our word this morning. And as you know, this is Friday, and Friday we go through an Old Testament word or a New Testament word, and we're going through Joshua. We're going to finish Joshua up today, and if time permits, we will do a psalm and a proverb. If not, Psalms and Proverbs will be with our New Testament word on Sunday. Because we do not have a blog on tomorrow. I do not blog Saturdays. I only blog Sunday through Friday because that gave me. There will be occasions where I will do a Saturday show if it's a holiday or if it's something going on that I need to do it early. We may have a Saturday show the Saturday before Mother's Day. I don't know because God hasn't given it to me yet. I will be on vacation on next week, so there will not be a Thursday show because I will be on a plane. So I will be doing a double show on Wednesday and a double show on Tuesday, which means that Tuesday it will be a little bit longer because we're going to get all our word in. And then we will be back together on Monday. I will be out of town, but we will still be back together on Monday, the 26th. And if God permits, and I believe he will, I will be taking my word with me, as always, because you've got to travel with the word. And so I probably will be blogging from my location, wherever, you know, I will. Maybe it'll be getting some word into some young ladies that need to hear the word of God. So I will still be blogging. I just will not blog on Thursday, but I will blog Friday and I will blog Monday. So thank you very much. I appreciate you all. Let's get in the word. And the word of God says in Joshua chapter 21, then the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites came near to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua the son of Nun, and to the heads of the fathers' houses of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spoke to them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying, the Lord commanded through Moses to give us cities to dwell in with their common lands for our livestock. So the children of Israel gave to the Levites from their inheritance commandment of the Lord these cities and their common land. Now the lot came out for the families of the Korahites and the children of Aaron, the priests, who were of the Levites, and 13 cities by lot from the tribe of Judah, from the tribe of Simeon, from the tribe of Benjamin. The rest of the children of the Korahites had 10 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh. And the children of the Gershons had 13 cities by lot from the families of the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Manasseh to Bashan. And the children of Merari, according to their families, and 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. And the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands by lot to the Levites, as the Lord had commanded by the hand of Moses. So they gave from the tribe of the children of Judah and from the tribe of the children of Simeon these cities, which are designated by name, which were from the children of Aaron, one of the families of the Korahites, who were of the children of Levi, for the lot was theirs first, and they gave them Kirjath Arba. Arba was the father of Anak, which is Hebron in the mountains of Judah, with the common land surrounding it. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, as his possession. Because we know he was one of the 12 and became one of the two. And what, 85 years old? Still same as if he was 40. Come on now. Didn't age. Joints didn't start aching. Didn't start feeling like an old man. 85 years old. Going to get his stuff. Come on now. Caleb didn't play. He was just like Joshua. He was tough and rough and had it going on. Come on now. He was one of the two, him and Joshua. That's why I just admire Caleb. So let's keep it moving. Verse 13 of chapter 21 of the book of Joshua. And it says this: thus the children of Aaron the priest they gave Hebron with its common city, common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Lebanon with its common land, Jether with its common land, Eshtemoa, and with its common land, Holon, common land, Debar with its common land, and with its common land, Jether with its common land, and Beth Shemesh with its common land, 9 cities from those 2 tribes, and from the tribe of Benjamin, Gibeon with its common land, Geba with its common land, and Anath with its common land, and Almon with its common land, 4 cities, and all the children of Aaron. The priests were 13 cities with their common lands, and the families of the children of Korah, the Levites, the rest of the children of Korah, even they had the cities up from their lot, from the tribe of Ephraim. For they gave them Shechem with its common land in the mountains of Ephraim, a city of refuge for the slayer, Gezer, or Gezer, with its common land, Kephazaim with its common land, Beth Horon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Dan, common land, Gibbethon with its common land, Ajalon with its common land, Gath Ramon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, Tanakh with its common land, Gath Ramon with its common land, 2 cities. All the 10 cities with the common lands were from the rest of the families of the children of Korah. Also to the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, from the other half-tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, and Beth Eshtarah with its common land, 2 cities, and from the tribe of Issachar, Kishion with its common land, Deborah with its common land, Jarmuth with its common land, and in Ganon with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribes of Asher, Mishal with its common land, Abdon with its common land, Helkamalan and Rehob with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Gilead, Galilee with its common land, a city of refuge from the slayer, Hamath Dior with its common land, and Carthen with its common land, 3 cities. All the cities of the Gershonites, according to their families, were 13 cities with their common land. And to the families of the children of Merari, the rest of the Levites from the tribe of Zebulun, Jokneam with its common land, Carthen with its common land, Dimna with its common land, Nahala with its common land, 4 cities, and from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer with its common land, Jahaz with its common land, Kadesh with its common land, Mephet with its common land, 4 cities, tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its common land, a city of refuge for the slayer, Menahai with its common land, Heshbon with its common land, and Jazer with its common land, 4 cities in all. So all the cities for the children of Merari, according to their families, the rest of the families of the Levites were by their lot, 12 cities. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their common lands. Every one of these cities had its common land surrounding it. Thus were all these cities. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land which he had sworn to give to their fathers. And they took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. This made promises kept by the Lord God. And as we go into a life lesson from Joshua chapter 21, the Lord gave them rest all around. God's good promises ultimately lead to peace and rest. God tells us that in rest you shall be safe, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. And I'm going to read this lesson again. Thank you, Dr. Charles Stanley. And for those that have never been on the Moving Forward experience, Charles F. Stanley, Life Principles, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, the New King James Version, is what I am coming from. And so when you hear me say life lesson, life question, life examples, those are coming from Dr. Stanley. And so, again, the Lord gave them rest all around. Joshua chapter 21, verse 44. And this is what Dr. Stanley says. God's good promises ultimately lead to peace and rest. God tells us that in rest you shall be saved. We got to rest. We got to go on those sabbaticals. We got to take time away just to rest, which is what I'm doing. Next week, I'm resting. I'm taking some time to rest with my grandchildren. So I'm excited about that. And it says, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah 30 and 15. So I say to my busy bees, my willing workers, those that are out there doing what God has called you to do, when God says rest, take a rest. Take a rest. Because he's not going to tell you something that's not good for you. So I thank you all. So let's get started. Let's keep it moving. We are in chapter 22. As we move our way through Joshua, we will be finishing it today. And it says, then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gittites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brethren these many days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. And now the Lord your God has given rest to your brethren as he promised them. Now therefore return and go to your tents and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given possession in Bashan, but to the other half of it, Joshua gave a possession among their brethren on this side of the Jordan westward. And indeed, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, return with much riches to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with every very much clothing. Divide the spoils of your enemies with your brethren. So the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And again, it was the children, Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh that were on the east side of the Jordan. And as we continue, and when they came to the region of the Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh, built an altar there by the Jordan, a great impressive altar. Now the children of Israel heard someone say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh have built an altar on the frontier of the land of Canaan in the region of the Jordan on the children of Israel's side. And when the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them. Then the children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Elijah, the priest to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, in the land of Gilead, and with him 10 rulers, one ruler each from the chief houses of every tribe of Israel. And each one was the head of the house of his father among the divisions of Israel. They came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, thus says the whole congregation of the Lord, what treachery is this that you have committed against the God of Israel to turn away this day from following the Lord, in that you have built for yourselves an altar that you might rebel this day against the Lord? Is the iniquity of Peor not enough for us, from which we are not cleansed till this day? Although there was a plague in the congregation of the Lord, but that you must turn away this day from following the Lord, and it shall be, if you rebel today against the Lord, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of the Lord, where the Lord's tabernacle stands, and take possession among us. Do not rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us by building yourselves an altar beside of the Lord our God. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed things, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? And the man did not perish alone in his iniquity. They're giving a history lesson on why their ancestors and why they themselves got in trouble. Achan told not to touch anything, but he going to grab him, you know, a couple of garments, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, put them in his tent, and God didn't play. And these guys are like, hey, we're not going through this. God done gave us our land of milk and honey, and you're not going to mess it up. You know, they all came down. It's like, oh, no, we know you all helped us. We know y'all kept y'all's promise to be with us and help us get our land and so you could go home. But you're not going to do no abominations by building something. You know you ain't supposed to. You're not getting us in trouble. And this is what it says in verse 21 of chapter 22 of the book of Joshua. Then the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and said to the heads of the division of Israel, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knows and let Israel itself know. It is in rebellion or in the treachery against the Lord. Do not save us this day. If we have built ourselves an altar to turn from following the Lord, or if to offer on it burnt offerings or grain offerings, or if to offer peace offerings on it, let the Lord himself require an account. But in fact, we have done it for fear, for a reason, saying, in time to come, your descendants may speak to our descendants, saying, what have you to do with the Lord God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between you and us. You children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no part in the Lord. So your descendants will make our descendants cease fearing the Lord. Therefore, we said, let us now prepare to build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offerings, nor for sacrifice, but that it may be a witness between you and us and our generations after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your descendants may not say to our descendants in time to come, you have no part in the Lord. Therefore, we said that it will be when they say this to us or to our generations in time to come, that we may say, here is the replica of the altar of the Lord, which our fathers made, though not for burnt offerings nor for sacrifices, but it is a witness between you and us. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn from following the Lord this day to build an altar to burnt offerings, for grain offerings, besides the altar of the Lord our God, which is before his tabernacle. Now when Phinehas the priest and the rulers of the congregation and the heads of the division of Israel who were with him heard the words that the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them. Then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh, this day we perceive, that the Lord is among us because you have not committed this treachery against the Lord. Now you have delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of the Lord. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the rulers returned from the children of Reuben and the children of Gad from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan to the children of Israel and brought back word to them. So the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar witness, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. And we say, just like in Genesis, between Jacob and his father-in-law. And it says, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. And that's this, again, a witness, for it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. God always makes things right, because understand, in probably 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, the children on the Jordan side, on the one side, east side of the Jordan, and the children on the west side of the Jordan may not know each other. They are all family because of the river, because of time. And so this altar is a replica reminder to the children on the west side, hey, the children on the east side are your family. Don't get it twisted. This is a testament that the tribe of Reuben and the tribe of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh are the family of all of you. What a word. And a life lesson is this, Joshua 22:5, take careful heed to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandment, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart. What Joshua told the eastern tribes still holds true today. We will surely succeed if we, 1, love God, 2, walk in God's ways, 3, keep God's commandments, 4, hold fast to God, and 5, serve God wholeheartedly. And I'm going to read what Dr. Stanley says one more time. We will surely succeed if we, 1, love God, 2, walk in God's ways, 3, keep God's commandments, 4, hold fast to God, and 5, serve God wholeheartedly. Take 22:5 one more time. Take careful heed to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, not our ways, not pastor's ways, not deacon's ways, not the elder's ways, but in God's way. Come on now. To walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart. We got to get out of people serving and get into God serving. And Joshua 22:33, that thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children, God loves to bless his children. but it is also appropriate for his children to bless him. How with the only thing we have to give, a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13 and 15. Blessed beyond measure to be children of God. And as we continue in our word, Joshua chapter 23 through chapter 24, verse 33. And we will be wrapping up the book of Joshua. I feel like I'm leaving an old friend to go on a journey. And as we continue, it says this in Joshua chapter 23, verse 1. Now it came to pass a long time after the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies around about that Joshua was old, advanced in age, and Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders, for their heads, for their judges, and for the officers, and said to them, I am old, advanced in age. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is he who has fought for you. See, I have divided to you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan with all the nations that I have cut off as far as the great sea westward. And the Lord your God will expel them from before you and drive them out of your sight. So you shall possess their land as the Lord your God promised you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, little g's, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven out from before you great and strong nations. But as for you, no one has been able to stand against you to this day. One man of you shall chase a thousand. For the Lord your God is he who fights for you, as he promised you. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God, or else, if indeed you do go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you and make marriages with them and go in to them and they to you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you and scourges on your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your heart and in all your said, not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass, but you, not one word of them has failed. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so the Lord will bring upon you all harmful things until he has destroyed you from this good land, which the Lord your God has given you. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, then the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given you. Life lesson, chapter 23, verse 13, they shall be snares and traps to you. When God tells us that we need to rid ourselves, our lives of certain things, we are wise to obey. Bad things happen when we give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4 and 27. We can't give the enemy a foothold, because you give him a half a mile, he's going to take a mile. You give him a mile, he's going to take five. And you let him in and kick him out, he's going to bring back seven worse than you was. We better understand spirits are real. You know, I have a lady that I work for who likes to watch, I believe it's Discovery Channel or INV or one of those channels. And they're always talking about ghosts. You know how this house was possessed by this ghost and these spirits and all da-da-da-da. As I listen and, you know, I'm working and go through and I'm thinking, why do people open doors that they have no idea what they're looking into or what they're getting into? You need to leave, stay out of the occult. Don't go into the shops with the mystics and the palm readers and the tarot cards and all of that stuff. That's not of God. And you will open doors that you cannot close without the Holy Spirit. The best thing to do is stay out of those places. And, you know, we got to be very careful, because if we believe in angels, you better understand demons are out there too. And they are just as wicked as the angels of God are good. Open doors. Don't open doors. And the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, and we're going to go back a little bit and read, therefore putting away lions, don't have that lion spirit, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Did you hear that? I'm going to read that again. Therefore put away lions. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the, you heard that, right? That's a word that's a highlightable. That whole section is a highlightable. That you need to keep that whole entire, not grieve the spirit. We can't grieve God. Don't grieve the spirit of God with foolishness. And we're going to go over to Hebrews chapter 3 also. So join me in Hebrews chapter 3. And we're going to go to verse 13. And we may read a little bit more to put it in context. And verse 13, and we're going to go back. It says, beware, verse 12, beware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily, why it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 14, for we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, whilst it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. Great word. And as we get into our last word in the book of Joshua, I've been trying to hold off, y'all, because I love this word. Time for us to end our word with our time with Joshua, and it says this, Joshua chapter 24. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of the Israel in Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. Then I took your father, Abraham, from the other side of the river, led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir to possess, but Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Also I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to what I did among them. Afterwards, I brought you out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. So they cried out to the Lord, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them, and your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. Then you dwelt in the wilderness a long time, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan, and they fought with you. But I gave them into your hand, that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he continued to bless you. So I delivered you out of his hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you. Also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Havites, and the Jebusites. But I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you also, the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor and cities which you did not build, and you will dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. And this is where our word is coming from today. Whew, this sums up this whole word of Joshua from Joshua chapter 1 to Joshua chapter 24. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But this word for today, which was, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. And we know that in between those two words is whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But then Joshua hits them with, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I say to you today, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We got to serve God. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way that we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land, who also will serve the Lord, for he is, we also will serve the Lord, but he is our God. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now, therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness to us, for it has heard all the words of the Lord which he spoke to us. It shall therefore be a witness to you, lest you deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, each own inheritance. Now it came to pass, after these things, that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Serah, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel had brought up out of Egypt, they buried at Shechem in the plot of ground which Jacob had brought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and which has become an inheritance of the children of Joseph. And Eliezer, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in a hill belonging to Phinehas, his son, which was given to him in the mountains of Ephraim. And our last life lesson is this. Joshua 24:12, I sent the hornets before you, which drove them out from before you. Our sovereign God can use even wild creatures to bring about his will and bless his people. Nothing is beyond his control, and everything can be a mighty tool in his hand. And our last word, Joshua 24:24, the Lord our God will serve, and his voice we will obey. What a model for success. When we make the Lord our own, choose to serve him, and open our ears to hear his word and obey him, then our own promised land opens wide for us. I thank you all this morning for joining me in the book of Joshua and for knowing that our God is with us. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will always be there for us in our times of need, in our times of distress. He will be with us in our good days. He will be with us in our bad days. He will always be with us. Why? Because he loves us. And before we get out of here, I have a song, and it's this. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Steal and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. We got to know who we belong to. And it goes into Psalms chapter 47. To the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. I love that song too. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us. the excellence of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord, with the sound of a trumpet, sing praises to God. Praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I say again, hallelujah. God is good and his mercy endures forever and all time. Thank you so much. And before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for this morning is this. And there is not a word this morning. Sister Carolyn is not on her game today. It's all right. We'll be back again on Sunday. And when we come back again on Sunday, Sister Carolyn, I will have her word for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So thank you all so very, very much for joining me this morning. We have about 3 minutes left. I'm not going to get into our Proverbs. We'll get into Proverbs and our Psalms for Sunday, as well as Judges on Sunday. So we will be back on track as far as our day. So I thank you all for joining me. I thank God for this great and mighty word that he has given us today. And again, if there's anyone that would like to speak, the number to dial is 213-943-3597. Thank you so very much, family. I know that it's like, oh, this is so boring. Some people are not ready to hear the word. But if you're wanting to just hear the word of God, this is the show for you. We read the word of God. We're not flash. We're not dash. We are believers in the word. And we teach the word. And we read the word. So if you're looking for sermons, there will be some preaching, but it is 90% the word. So thank you so much, family. I appreciate you. I ask God to watch over you. And as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other in the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, our Savior. I pray for you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, knowing that you are children of the Most High God and that he loves you completely and totally. Be blessed, family. Have a wonderful weekend and join me on Sunday, 7 a.m. Central, as we move forward through the Word of God. Be blessed. It's a wrap. It's a wrap, y'all. It's time to go to work. Thank you again. I love you. I appreciate you. And I pray that the word permeated your heart, your mind, and your spirit. And just remember, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. Take care and be blessed. I choose the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I serve God. Thank you all. Be blessed.